politics. We can do a free for all politics. Several different things. Lobbying.
Crazy politicians. Great.
Yeah, the lobbying.
Nut cases all around us. Some of them approaching.
Politicians, obviously. Been kind of a lame week for news. Here we are with the Intel Scanner. 8:30 Tuesday night, Mountain Time. Coming at you again. We wanted to do politics tonight. Kind of a free-for-all. I don't know. What current events have been happening this week? We had the big Barack Obongo State of the Union.
State of the Union tonight.
He's probably still yapping his gums right now, actually. Should have maybe...
Status dismembered.
We should have maybe put it on for the end of it, and we could have poked fun at him or something.
We'll be touching a little Obama, a little of this, a little of that.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a good evening.
It's always a good evening here at the Intel Scanner.
This is not your mama's radio talk show. We are not here to coddle your feelings or make you feel better about anything. We're coming on to make you wake up to the ugly, cold, hard truth that is this reality we live in.
We better put the disclaimer on. That's a good idea. For entertainment purposes only, any slander, whatever's for entertainment, don't take it too personal. And if you do, well, then call in and tell us about it, how emotionally distraught you are over us talking shit.
Because we really want to hear about it.
Yes.
We want to know how you feel.
Yes.
We will be taking call-ins tonight. That phone number, 694-7150.
Yes.
It's a good round number. It's 406-694-7150.
We are the Intel Scanner, and this is mtradio.net, Montana's premier community internet broadcaster.
Absolutely. It is the golden shining anniversary of our first broadcast today. I think we've done how many now?
This would be number 13.
This is lucky 13.
Number 13, yes. So that's the golden shining 13th anniversary. Careful with that. Yeah, the chemtrails have been dropping kind of cool stuff into the air lately. Just buzzed up enough from the chemtrails and the fluoride in the water to...
Well, they have to be trying to mutate us, right?
Seems
that
like
it. Has
it.
To be... Like, what's been happening in the news lately? I haven't even...
I haven't really been watching it either. I'm sort of bored with it. They're really kind of boring me lately with the whole news thing. There's not. They need to, if they're going to do something this year, they need to do it quick. I'm saying they're trying to stage this Obama assassination still, I think, the fake Obama assassination. So they're working on that. That's still coming down the pipe.
Well, that could be a big one.
That's going to be fun. That's going to be a good one.
Move him into an underground base.
Yeah, right. Give him some plastic surgery, make him look like somebody else.
Oh, yeah, he could be like a new Hollywood black actor or something.
Right.
The new thing.
There's enough black actors in Hollywood already, I think.
He can know then.
There's enough white actors. Remember. There's enough actors.
There's enough.
I've had enough of Hollywood. The white guys in Hollywood suck, really.
Well, they're all foreigners. Aren't all the Hollywood actors now, most of the white ones, they're all from Australia?
A lot of them are. The new Superman's even Australian. That's
Batman, Superman, they're all foreigners.
Yeah, we're sending everything overseas these days, you know.
Even superheroes.
Right.
Superhero acting duties has been sold out.
Ripple effect. So yeah, it's been a It's been a slow week as far as news goes. I think there's a bunch of volcanoes happening all over the world right now. And
there's a cool one in Italy. Earthquakes. Did you see that one where it was showing the magma coming down?
The blue lava and stuff that they had
coming up.
Burning
the snow. It was looking really cool.
Cool, cool. It makes for good YouTube footage. It really does.
Liquid hot magma.
Right?
Maybe it's Dr. Evil attacking.
Eh, they'd have a cooler death ray. They'd have a cooler death ray than that. Just some volcano gun. I'm going to shoot your... Well, if they had a volcano gun, they could shoot the Yellowstone caldera and make it erupt.
Boom.
And that would be pretty much, you know...
Well, that would be like...
I want $1 trillion to keep me from shooting my volcano ray at the Yellowstone caldera. Anyone listening wants to send in $1 trillion?
To keep me from blowing it up.
Right. Give us a call. We'll work out a deal. Or maybe I'll, you know, haggle me down a bit. Haggle me down. I'm open to, you know, all kinds
of...
I'm
not a machine.
Whatever, you know. We're all humans here. We can all get along. It's up to us how we handle all this, right? I mean, there's a death ray. It could be used. It might not be used. You know, we'll cough up some money. We'll see how it goes. If you don't got enough now, you'll make more later. And we'll take it then. Yes. We take payments on the anti-death ray. Lobby. We're lobbying for the anti-death ray.
Evil kingpins have always worked out of payment plans, right? It's always been negotiable.
That's right.
No one's got that kind of cash on hand, really. Do they?
$1 trillion.
Unless you're...
$1 trillion.
David Rockefeller.
Yeah, the Rockefellers.
He's got that much. So how would you threaten him enough to get him to give you $1 trillion? That'd be cool.
There's nothing you could threaten him with. I mean,
yeah.
In reality.
Probably not.
Because, I mean, people on that level will kill their own family members just to stay where they're
from
at.
From what I understand, he's got a time-traveling device, and he can go back in time and kill your mom before he was even born. So that'd be an effective, you know, rebuttal to my proposition.
So, let me get this straight. David Rockefeller has a time machine, and he can go back in time.
Yeah.
Wow, that's...
It's pretty cool stuff.
I'm going to stand by that statement as well.
I think
here
he
we
does.
Are, the
I'm
intel
pretty
scanner.
Sure.
Busting it right over.
I'm busting it over.
David again. Rockefeller has a time machine. And yeah, he can mess some shit up. That's why things are all messed up.
It probably is.
He probably goes back in time and talks to fucking John D. I'm like, what up, Grampy?
See, John D. was way better than David, I think.
Oh,
I like John D. better.
The rest of them after that, him, all they did was just hit the gene pool lottery.
Yeah.
Look, John D. set it together. The rest of them just fucking hit the gene pool lottery. Just like the whole Lawton family. They're nothing special. Except hit the gene pool lottery.
That's how it happens. But, you know, well, I'm not going to complain. I don't got it so bad. We've all got it pretty good, I say. Unless you're on... You know, unless you're in the poorhouse or in prison or on probation or... Yeah, so that's mostly everybody,
I guess.
I guess
you can put a lot of stipulations on that.
Because that stuff all sucks. Or if you have to drive to work in the morning and you don't have insurance. That sucks. And you know that there's a cop that sits right at that one spot and you're hoping he don't get you this day because this is... You got to get this check to make, you know, enough to get your kid a birthday present this week or something. You know,
it always works. The end of the month.
It always works like that.
Quota time.
What is that all
yeah.
about?
Yeah.
The last couple of days are quota time.
If you have to drive to work every day with no insurance or maybe a suspended license and you're still driving around town, give us a call at 694-7150. It'll be an anonymous call, so don't say your name.
And tell us where the cops are at so we can avoid them as well. Remember that app got shut down? There was an app that came out for the smartphone that would tell you where the DUI checkpoints were at.
Yeah.
And in some states it's legal, some states it's not.
Really? Void where prohibited.
Yep. It's freedom of speech. You can pretty much hide behind anything on First Amendment.
Yeah, because you can express yourself. That's the whole point of the First Amendment, isn't it? Well, to be able to say, think, feel, and express yourself in any way that you see fit.
Freedom of speech, freedom of the press.
Right, and then the Second Amendment gives you the force to back that up. To be like, yeah, no, you can't tell me to shut up because I have the right to speak. And come and, you know, and I have a gun.
So na-na-na-na boo-boo.
So na-na-na-na boo-boo. You can listen to what I'm saying or you can not listen to what I'm saying. That's the whole freedom of choice, too. You can listen, you can not. If you don't like what I'm saying right now, you can tune right out, switch to a different internet station. It does. I mean, it happens all the time. Like, you know.
So what's going on with the lobbying? I did put up on the thing Barack Obama or Ronald Reagan. Which one was the biggest puppet president?
Wow.
It's a toughie.
That's a toughie, too.
It is, because they're both just so ridiculous.
Classically trained actors.
Yeah. You just look at them both, and you listen to them both, and you're just like, ugh. Bang my head on the wall.
Sort of this.
And one is one's the supposed liberal and one's the supposed conservative.
Well, you know, Ronald Reagan even made a speech talking about if there was one thing to unify mankind, say if an alien force invaded, we would have no choice but to unify as one world. And Barack Obama seems like he's trying to do everything he can to divide all of these peoples. And Ronald Reagan at least had some sort of vision of unity. Barack Obama is all about
division. Why Obama was put in office, was so he could pimp the race card. Obviously.
Yeah.
We've seen that.
He's pimping that like...
he's pimping that. He's pimping all the...
Like a $20 hooker.
He's pimping that. He's pimping class warfare. He's just pimping... It was all in with him. They just needed a handsome black president.
Oh, he's got handsome, game.
They needed a handsome black president with a strong white bloodline.
Right.
With a strong royal white bloodline. That would dance when they say dance, boy.
How do we make him dark?
Like, how do we get a dancing monkey president? Be like, there's got to be one of these white whores within our bloodline that slept with some black guy that had a friend.
Has some black gene going on in her.
Yeah, there's some guy who lives out in Hawaii or something. He was in Indonesia as a kid or something. Who's it? Yeah, put him in my office.
Wow. It's
hi,
really...
Mr. Rockefeller, I've heard about you. Yeah, yeah, shut up. Close the door.
Get in that vat of urine.
Quickly. Gurgle it. Gurgle it, boy. I'll make you president. That was like similar to like what the Bill Clinton was. Wasn't Bill Clinton like a bastard child?
Well, yeah. Well, he didn't have a father, right?
Well, yeah, it was something... Jeez, and I looked this up not too long
ago. I remember reading some of his biography. He was just living with his mom most of his childhood. That's what I remember.
I think Bill Clinton was a Rockefeller.
Was?
Yeah.
Was he?
He was like some... Some, and was it the governor of, it was that he was the governor, one of the Rockefellers was a governor of Arkansas, and supposedly Bill Clinton was somehow related to him, and that's how Bill Clinton became governor of Arkansas. Winthrop Rockefeller? Huh. Yeah, he had a real fucking fancy
William
name.
Rockefeller Clinton. I did not have... sexual relations with that woman.
That woman.
Miss Lewinsky.
Miss Lewinsky.
Not ask anyone to lie.
If Monica Lewinsky is listening right now, we would like you to call in.
Yes.
Because you know what? I will pay you for your services, madam.
Yes. And you can take my DNA and put it on all the shirts you want.
Right.
There, sweetheart. Jeez.
Oh,
what a
Monica
pig.
Remember that pig lawyer?
What was her name?
I bet you she's looking old now anyways.
Remember that woman lawyer that brought it all to trial? She was the one that had... She brought up the shirt with the DNA. It was Lewinsky's lawyer. She was... She was horrible looking. Like, they made so much fun of her on Saturday Night Live that like she had to go into hiding. What was that woman's name?
She's I have no idea. I never even followed any kind of political anything back then.
It was...
It It's really all boring.
I don't know where I was going with that.
Technically, yeah. Monica Lewinsky.
That was a whole lawyer.
Ooh, I get to touch the cum stain.
The Monica Lewinsky.
Ooh, yeah.
That was like the bombshell. And he's like, And then all of a sudden it was like, bingo, bango. Shirt with his cum on.
If he was beaten off onto her shirt, that's his business.
Boy.
Whatever.
That must have been a really awkward fucking moment there, huh? Monica's just sitting there all,
You didn't have sexual relations with me, huh?
Didn't?
She should have just fessed up right off the bat. Mm. Like, yeah, you know what? I did. I was doing all this. I got my dick sucked. You know? Sorry.
You're in the country here, bitches.
I'm really sorry.
He should have banged her all over the Oval Office in every position, in every fucking angle, and then admitted to it.
And then admit. And be like, yes, and I'm sorry, but I was also under the influence of cocaine at the time, so it was a bit fuzzy.
JFK was in that office. Right.
You know, the white devil.
The American people can blow me.
God forbid anybody comes up, and everybody has an equal opportunity. Everyone can, at the lowliest job level, you could make enough to afford to live. And they don't want that, though. That would be horrible.
Oh, you should have heard the Obongo speech earlier, the State of the Union. We watched it for like 10 minutes.
What's he got to say?
Oh.
Jobs.
Oh, yeah, we want to...
For the military.
Jobs for the military.
Minimum wage, federal classroom.
He had this
10 bucks an hour minimum wage.
10.
It was almost like a theatrical little story.
10.
And he's like the pizza dough people, and then there was this guy, and this younger guy works for this guy, and the young guy just got a raise to $10 an hour, and now he can afford everything. Now there's like...
What? Who can afford everything on 10 bucks an hour?
Oh, it was a joke.
Okay, if you get 40 hours a week, make $400 a week, minus taxes, all of a sudden... Oh, plus Obamacare, you gotta pay for that. So now you're bringing home, what, you know, $280 if you're lucky? How much do you bring home on a $410 an hour job if you're taking taxes out? Like
40 hours a week?
Yeah, $400 minus taxes, you get... Yeah, it's hard to get a job that'll even give you 40 hours a week now, right? So part-time, you're getting 32 hours a week, maybe. And so now it's, what, $320 a week gross minus taxes you're bringing home. Wow. Jeez, I don't know that they can even tax you at that level, to be honest. Yeah, seriously, really? How much, you know, you want to be getting Medicaid and food stamps, too, at the same time, probably? I guess, so you'll be all right. It's okay. Take a stroll down through the welfare office.
If you fucking stick your hand out for everything there is, sure.
You'll be fine.
And that's the problem with everything. That's really the whole problem with the whole thing is... What are the solutions, though? I mean,
just get another job. Get another job. Now you got two jobs. Or three,
what
maybe.
What you need to do is... All right, I need to not be too fucking obscene. Well, let's stay on task here. We're talking about politicians tonight. Politicians, lobbying. Because lobbying is such a big problem, right?
How about politicians that used to be heads of big corporations? Like
Tom Vilsack would be the biggest one I can think of. He's the head of the... What is his exact title? Agriculture Secretary? Something. He's the big guy in charge of food. He was one of the executives for Monsanto.
Right, and Tom Vilsack, right?
Yeah, sack shit. It's really easy to remember. Tom Vilsack, sack of shit.
Yes. No one ever called him that in school enough.
Yeah.
That's...
Oh, I bet people did.
Right.
Not enough.
He's
like, I'll poison all your foods. I'll fucking sit there grinding his teeth and just fucking digging his nails into him.
The principal slipped up even probably one time on the video. Tom Vilsack of shit to the... damn it, to the principal's office.
Tom Vilsack.
Tom, you know who I'm talking about. Get to the office now. Tom boy.
Tommy. Yeah. But there was...
But yeah, who's the head of the FDA now that used to be some big wig in Monsanto also? Seems like
Monsanto
is cornering the market, it seems like, in politicians that...
Well, they've been for a long time.
She used to work for them, quote, unquote, and now work for appointed government positions. Like, that agriculture position you were just talking about, that's an appointed position, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, we didn't elect
him. Yeah, no, Obongo appointed him.
Obongo
personally.
Appointed him, right?
Personally appointed him, yes.
Absolutely. It's scary how many Muslims...
There's a revolving door with Monsanto and with Goldman Sachs, and that's not conspiracy. That's fact.
Oh, that's all
there's a revolving door with both those. Well, I mean, among others. But amongst those two, it's haunting.
It appears to be the American people are asleep at the wheel here. If they even...
Oh, yeah.
They don't have the wheel anymore.
Or Tom Vilsack will choke puppies in front of you.
Stuffed in the trunk.
And just drown them in... Got enough sulfuric acid.
Bathing in
look at how their faces
puppies
burn.
Blood. Yes.
Yes. Look at the faces burn.
Monsanto, yes.
I wonder if he's part owner in Serco and stuff. How much do they all own? They all own little pieces. They all sit as board members. They all have 80 different jobs.
Oh, yeah. No, that's probably like a perk that they get. Here, you get so many shares in Serco now.
Now you're in the game.
Now you're in the game, you know? Yeah, yeah. You get your part on the board.
Oh, if you're on the board,
Serco, right? Who is? How do you find out who is on the board of that?
That'd be interesting to look up.
I know.
Executive
of these days. The board of directors of Serco.
Yeah, that's
We watched the CEO presentation, and that was like a OxyClean commercial. Like, you here at Serco, we are all about systems management, and we have everything you need to manage your system.
Oh, and he's a super Christian, wow. and he goes on record as
I guess you don't like this.
Absolute over-the-top Christian.
Over-the-top Christians, yeah, like, I mean, like who, Malcolm X? Was he over-the-top? They killed him. He had a lot of good stuff to say. Brother Malcolm. He was all about unity also.
Yeah.
Unite. Do not be at odds against one another. We are all brothers and sisters.
Yeah, but they absolutely despised white people, didn't he?
He did at first. His early stuff, he didn't really like white people a whole lot. But then his rhetoric changed as he matured through the years, it seemed like, because he saw how the system worked. Figured out that it was all just playing each other against each other to keep you busy so that they could do whatever they want. He's like, oh, man, I guess it's not really about white and black. It's about humanity and being brothers and sisters and helping one another. And how come we're putting trillions of dollars into dropping bombs in other countries and we can't even feed our old elderly people here in the U.S.? We got homeless people. We got... children not being educated properly. The whole public education system sucks, though. Don't get me started on that. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
President Malcolm X from Detroit.
Brother Malcolm. He had a lot of good stuff to say towards the end there before they offed him out. Before he had his
brains got removed out of
his
head.
Tragic accident, yeah.
Before a shotgun was used as the good old brain remover.
This afternoon, we want to talk about the ballot or the bullet.
Stop singing.
The ballot or the bullet explains itself. But before we get into it, since this is the year of the ballot or the bullet,
this is the early stuff.
I would like to clarify some things that refer to me personally concerning my own.
Oh, yeah. Brother Malcolm. He was a great speaker. That's why he started out being like, fuck Whitey, and we need to get together and, you know, as a black race and rebuke those white devils, you know? And then he kind of matured as he got older, and then by the time he was really saying some good stuff, they were like, ooh, no, you can't say that.
Did you hear about that, the new Black Panther guy that got arrested in New York?
How recent?
Maybe a year, maybe not that
long. I
think
I might have heard something.
He was wearing a bulletproof vest in New York City. And they're illegal to wear in the city, and he got in trouble for that. Like, federal charge. You can't even wear bulletproof armor.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow, who takes away that? Right. How do you get
your right to defend.
Your right to even
no,
just...
thanks.
That's the most passive-aggressive defense ever, too. I'm wearing a bulletproof vest. You know what I mean? Is that
might
is that
dynamite?
That
Who
might
knows
be
what's
dynamite.
Under
dynamite.
I don't know. I didn't know, I didn't know that was illegal until I heard that story, actually. And yeah.
Wow. Illegal. It's illegal to obtain bulletproof gear in some places. I don't know. Someone offered me a bulletproof vest a couple years ago. And like to trade for a car. They were going to trade me a bulletproof vest and I was going to
look for a car. You can get those pretty cheap.
It was like $500 bulletproof vest or something like that. But I wasn't sure on the laws here. So I was like, I was afraid to get it. Because you never, you know what I mean? You don't want to get caught with something like that.
Montana's pretty wide open.
I wonder what the bulletproof vest laws are here in Montana.
Pretty wide open.
Are you allowed to carry one? Wear one?
I believe so, yeah.
I would buy one. I don't see them selling. They don't sell them like at Walmart or whatever.
But they are selling AR-15s and fucking pistol grip shotguns.
Absolutely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're not just selling 22s and nonsense.
If I was really smart, I'd start making bulletproof vests for deer and go sell them to the deer. But the deer ain't got no damn money, so whatever. All the antlers you can carry.
Like those bank robbers in Hollywood that took apart all those different bulletproof vests and created body armor with them.
That was awesome.
That's how they stopped. That's how they created that body armor, was they took apart like 30 different bulletproof vests and created hand-stitched, custom...
Well, that's the way to go.
Bulletproof.
Technically, you can go to Home Depot and buy sheets of tile, little 1x1-inch tiles on with a backing, sticking them all together, and cover those in tar, and it'll stop most rounds. We'll make a bulletproof armor out of that. It's kind of heavy.
Yeah.
But it's right. Effective. So anyone that wants to, make your own bulletproof vest.
Or wants to tell us how ineffective they are.
Give us a call. 694-7150. Is there anyone out there tonight that knows about Malcolm X and Ronald Reagan and Barack Obama, what they all have in common?
Were Ronald Reagan and Malcolm X having an affair? Is that a real thing? No. Call us and tell us about it. Were you alive back then? Because we're too young to know about it. But it was a weird time, you know?
It's crazy time.
Like 50s, 60s.
It's what led into now. The military-industrial complex gained most of its power right around that era, it seems like.
Yeah.
And took over our government that was set up to be for the people, of the people, by the people, and turned it into now it's of the elitists and for the elitists.
Of the people. Of the money.
It was always.
For the money.
Against the people, though, now, more than ever. More than ever before.
Now it's definitely more against the people, but this was a country always
for. By the taxes, of the taxes, for the taxes.
Right.
So pay the damn taxes. I'm ready to go on vacation, peasant.
So that I can have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Damn it.
No, it's the pursuit of taxiness.
Oh, yeah.
I misheard that one.
The pursuit of taxiness, yeah. Hello.
What's up, guys? What's up, radio people out there?
It's another day in paradise.
Another day.
Excellent. Wouldn't have it any other way.
See
ya. Take it easy. That was a walkthrough by the city health inspector. It appears we've passed our inspection.
The inspection has passed.
Yeah,
also,
absolutely.
The acclaimed local band, Ripple Effect. Like them on Facebook.
Facebook. Yeah. That's awesome, yeah. So how is it that we just stand by and let all these corporations take over, putting their people in our political structure? How do we stop this?
There's... What do you do at this point? It's already over, and the only reason I say that is just because of Jack London's book, The Iron Heel. For him to have wrote that in 1907, to have explained how corporations very clearly, and he's going to quote Teddy Roosevelt, and he quotes a lot of different things, and for that story to have been written over 100 years ago, and it's so shocking as the parallels of today. The same corporations, the same a lot of the same names that we discussed today. Back then it must have really been looked at wow, he's really thinking like super conspiracy, like thinking really outside the box. Because Jaglan was also talking about, you know, governments creating viruses to come kill half the population. But
seems like that's what they're setting up for. To make the whoever's left beg to be taken care of. To beg, please let us in your camp. I need to feed my kids. I will work. I will do whatever you tell me to do.
How do you take away that power? You'd be more independent.
Self-sufficient?
As much as possible, that's all we can do. Take away their power over us. The money, the power of money over us and their capital, that's how, in that system, they have more numbers there, so, you know, you gotta not play that game as much as possible.
Money is like a representative of power. It's a symbol of power.
You want to know what the
energy.
The socialized healthcare is absolutely going to break us, and it's because of money. Like, out of the top 10 best paying jobs in the United States right now, 6 are in the healthcare industry. You think that could have something to do with healthcare prices?
Well, if you're going to college right now, getting a degree in some medical field sounds appropriate then.
Pharmaceutical.
You'll need it to pay back all the student loans.
Right. Let's get an academic scholarship. Or they just pay for everything.
Just have daddy pay for it.
That's the best way.
That's
being born into it.
That's really the best way you're going to want to do it. to take care of that. No, I had heard that gene pool lottery. I didn't come up with that. I heard somebody else say that on. That's pretty good. Pretty good way to put it.
Just was born to a rich ass family.
Hit the gene pool lottery.
This family.
Because they were just saying like how billionaires are getting hit and they've worked so hard for it, and this guy was just like, you're telling me the 9 heirs to the Walton family that all are worth $12 billion, all because their father sold all this cheap manufacturing out to China, and they were all born into this before because he had that set up long before they came. He's like, they worked hard and earned it, and they earned their $10 and $15 billion empires. They earned it. The guy's like, well, I mean, like, you couldn't even hold a straight face.
It's a wealth accumulation problem. Money is good as a currency, as a value for trade. Right? But we have an accumulation problem on the top.
How do you keep them from accumulating? And then what if you want to accumulate it? And where do you draw that line?
Where do you draw that line?
And when you do draw the line, they flee to somewhere that doesn't draw the line. So, yeah.
It's a pretty difficult situation here in America today. Everyone's just trying to make ends meet. Really, meanwhile, all these fat cats sit and live on the high of the hog. It really is a global issue. If we can come together as a human race against all this, that's what we would have to do. Everybody in the world, everywhere else in the world, a lot of places are rioting and having big troubles and trying to overthrow the government and gathering together en masse as people and showing the force of their numbers. And here in the U.S., people aren't doing that. For whatever reason.
We're clicking that online petition.
A bunch of reasons. Yeah, right. We can do that.
I'm liking the Facebook page, you know. Revolution lives.
The Facebook revolution. Yay.
It's the book.
Armchair enthusiasts.
All right. Well, it's a bloodless battle, you know, and I'm okay with that. I mean, whatever. It doesn't have to be bloodshed for a change to happen. Technically, it always has, but it doesn't have to. I mean, what really great change has ever been affected without bloodshed? Just a whole idea shift, and people aren't going to do this anymore, and there it is, and that's just the way of it. No bloodshed. We're just changing it.
Here we are.
When did that ever happen?
To change.
Yeah, it doesn't happen. People have to be ready to lose everything because they don't have much anyway. You know what I mean? To fight for a principle is just fight. You know, now you're fighting for your neighbor's freedom, for your neighbor's wealth, as well as your own. That's why we have to unite and be with each other on this as in a brotherhood of
hope and change,
of liberty, individual liberty for all. individual property rights, freedom of speech, freedom to express your own faith or religion, freedom to be armed. We need to gather around these principles. Because that is what they're taking away. It's their main target, is our freedoms and rights and liberties.
Well, you know what's the most disgusting, one of the most pressing issues I see is the fracking for oil. Because you say property rights, what's happening a lot is people are finding oil, there's oil under their land. But they don't want to drill for the oil because they don't want to risk spoiling their water. So what will happen is the oil company will buy a plot of land next to here, go right down under, drill over, suck the oil out, ruin their water, most likely anyway, and there's nothing that the homeowner can do because they're backed up with big money lawyers and, oil company money, and it's disturbing. And the politicians, and that's going to be the big one. There could become wars over fracking. That could become...
The fracking wars.
That could become a big thing.
That whole sideways drilling shit, yeah.
The propane...
Whoa.
There's a propane shortage. Because they're using so much propane to pump in the frack fluid.
Propane shortage. That can't be. Propane is a byproduct of making gasoline.
Saying that's a big part of the flammable water. It's because of propane. Propane's like the most flammable of the gases, and that's... Flammable water's some freaky stuff.
Yeah, it is. I don't want it.
And everybody's just lining up.
What are our kids and grandkids going to do? Our grandkids are going to be pissed at us.
Let's do more fracking. Yeah, fresh
say
water.
Say no to frack, Jack.
Fresh water is so overrated. You know what else I heard? I was looking at a...
We don't need that.
Was that one of the Great Lakes, I think it was Lake Mason, the big one, that holds 12% of the world's fresh water.
They're huge, man. They're like oceans.
And they're polluted as hell, aren't they?
Yeah. Not as bad anymore. I mean, worse in some spots than others, too, you know? Lake Erie's the worst one, because everything really drains off into that. It's a system all on its own, these Great Lakes. And the flows like blood, the lifeblood of the land.
But there's companies coming in bottling the water and selling it overseas. And there's people that are getting angry about it. And of course you have politicians just lining up to fucking... take the money from these businesses. Well, we're just going to send it all over to China. But it's water. Water's very important. And I think fracking I don't think people are quite awake, really, like how important water is. And it's idiocracy.
It falls from the sky.
It's idiocracy coming alive. People have forgotten to, like, what do you mean, what's in the toilet?
Water, right? It don't have electrolytes.
Why is it flammable? How do you put out fires?
I don't care, I'm drinking and I'm thirsty.
how do you put out fires with water that's flammable? Sounds like to me it all burns.
Just wait till it rains. It falls from the sky. Water. Like
acid rain.
You might have to redistill the water that falls from the sky nowadays, I guess, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you would definitely want to do that anyway.
This week's broadcast brought to you by Tequila Sunrise. That's right. Tequila Sunrise, if it wasn't for you, I'd probably still be married. Man. But I love you anyway.
Arriba!
Yeah.
Tequila Sunrise, that sounds pretty good.
That sounds, when you say it like that, a Tequila Sunrise. Sounds delicious. Tequila and the sunrise. Well, I must have one immediately.
It's a lovely day.
My head's going to explode.
Tequila sunrise.
Wow. What inane banter we do sometimes. I love it. Poignant commentary.
Poignant.
We're probably going to play some music here coming up, I'm guessing.
Play a song.
If anyone wants to call in, give us a piece of your mind.
Do it.
694-7150. It's 406-694-7150. Intel scanner.
And we still don't have a winner yet on Biggest Puppet between Barack Obongo and Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan.
Oh, no, that's a tough one.
You know what?
We're not going to solve it quite yet. But
Ronald Reagan thought he was doing something, I think. He was more of the useful idiot type. Like, they used him as an idiot. But he thought he was doing something. He was that dumb. Like, I got elected. I'm going to be able to affect some change.
I'm going
to
do something.
And instead, they shot him and crippled him mentally. And he was practically assassinated, you know what I mean? So
The best was that video of him at the stock exchange when he rang the bell. He's got his handlers there. And they're like, come on, move. And they're like grabbing him and telling him to fucking, okay, yeah. And they're just grabbing him and moving him along. It's awesome.
Super puppet.
Yeah, super puppet he was, definitely.
But Obama, he's worse.
Yeah, though, he's because
he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's like on board, like, yeah, whatever you guys say. I'll just do it, and I'll do it with style. Watch me move myself around the stage.
With an intellectual.
Great politician, that's what they do.
And people will buy it.
He has a great way of talking.
Concede to all sides.
Fooled me at first, especially. Because I never heard of him before. All of a sudden, it was Barack Obama for president. And like, who the fuck is this guy? And then you hear him talk. It's,
what the fuck?
We're going to have change, and everyone's going to have health care and a house, and we're going to get to work on time. We love you, America. And these guys are bringing everyone home from Afghanistan, and we don't need these wars. Right, all these things. Yeah, and then none of this shit happened.
Nothing.
But he said it really pretty. Yeah, transparency.
Transparency.
That was one of the best ones. Absolutely that.
That's
transparency. Attention for whistleblowers.
Yeah.
Also in this
right.
Campaign.
It's been the most
prosecuted bumper stickers.
Wow, yes.
Protection for whistleblowers.
Right.
Obama.
Transparency in the government.
Obama, Biden, 08.
Obama.
That is insane that everyone just took that because we're used to politicians lying to us. They lie all the time. This is just another one that did it. And everybody, he did it big, though. This one was like, wow, we're going to all rally behind this black dude, and he's saying all the right shit, and man, we've been waiting
just
for this leader to change shit to where it's supposed to be. And
just a complete race-pimping shitbag.
So Obama's worse than Reagan ever thought about him, man. But a bigger puppet? Probably as far as a puppet goes, Reagan was a puppet.
It's the same or less.
But as far as being more shitbaggy, definitely Obama.
Obama.
Definitely.
It's the state of our system. The current president will always be worse. It's going to keep getting worse.
Definitely Obama.
That's our media system, our two-party system. It all pushes it towards this.
We have a one-party system.
Well, our two-party, two-sides, same coin.
Same deal, yeah. Either way, both sides pushing the same agenda. Whether it's Bush or Obama. Weren't they opposite sides of the teams there? Weren't they both?
Yeah, they're related.
One's a Republican, one's a Democrat. So, but they're both pushing the same agenda. Of
they're all related.
Insanity of elitist, oppressive, keep the poor poorer, keep the rich getting richer, shit. Yeah. Whereas this country was set up
for the status quo.
To not do that. I mean, the original ideas that got twisted right off the bat, probably, you know. The original ideas are sound.
Three generations to oligarchy.
Imagine if presidents said what they were really end up about.
Right.
I pledge more of the same, more of the better for the richer.
Yeah, if you'd have said, like, yeah, I'm probably going to sign the NDAA. I'm going to shut down most of the coal power plants in the country, and except for GE's, and we're going to go mostly nuclear. We're going to not have that pipeline going from Alaska through Texas. for the my Muslim friends to keep their oil more valuable. We're going to ship more jobs to China. We're going to do all this stuff. So, yeah, you should elect me because I am the change that you were looking for. Right. This is how we keep...
I'm here for progress.
Oh, they're going to get that pipeline.
Well, there's two different factions fighting, one for it, one against it, that's for sure. That seems like they're warring about
whether... The super mega oil pipeline?
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Sooner or later. The Muslims are just buying their time out.
Well, the trade's happening no matter what, and what we're seeing is overloading our rail infrastructure, and, you know, people are crying about that, and, of course, the way to fix that is to do pipes, and... The market is forcing the trade, and the trade and the demand continues no matter what. So, you know, we might as well work on efficiency. In that sense,
efficiency seems like it's not as profitable.
But
seems like they make me more money when. Someone must make more money when shit's breaking down because they make shit break down so much. It must be because somebody's making money out of it. The people with the real money. Just keeps the competition down.
Well, you just have to know what side you're on the efficiency equation. In that sense...
I'd like to be on...
In that sense, you're talking about efficiency of manufacturing and reproduction rather than fixing, you know...
Yeah, rather than fixing. Just like if you would have taken and fixed every car that was built from 1970 to 1980 and not built a new car from 1980 till now. It would have saved so many trillions of dollars in parts and waste. Just fix all the old cars.
Yeah, that was lots of big paying jobs, though. That pumps, you know, and then that money turns around and builds economy.
Would have drove down the price of parts for all of those cars.
They could, like, skip a year, though, or skip 2 or 3 years.
But instead, they make a whole bunch of new cars every year. For no reason, seems like. Just for people to buy them in excess of what they already have and don't really need anymore.
Well, we have a credit system that's very friendly to that. You know, credit should almost be illegal. To offer someone credit. I mean, that's almost like your hands, it's such a greedy gesture. Would you like to owe me for a period of time at much cost?
For a small fee, yes. Or a big fee. Whatever, it'll accrue as it goes. So
they have bonds. Yes. It's called usury, right?
Take the money.
But we don't...
Usury. You mean usury. It's even spelled like that.
Yeah.
To be a loan shark. That's like the ultimate fucking douchebag dream, right?
You gotta have
it's like, it. That's always
in
like...
the first place. If you can loan something that you don't have somehow.
Oh, you'd have to have like a team of killers.
Like gold notes. Like, I'm going to loan you these gold notes, but I don't really have the gold to back it up.
What I do have is Jim Bob and John Doe here.
Yeah.
And Jim Bob and John Doe
are
skilled in a few things. They aren't intellectual fellows.
I do have this giant bubble behind me.
The bubble. I miss my bubble. I miss my bubble.
Bubble Boy. You ever see that movie?
That was pretty awesome. So, perhaps some music coming up soon even, huh?
Should we throw a tune on?
Who do we got? Roisted up in the Rasta. Anything good? Something local? This is the Intel Scanner.
Cosmic Roots tonight.
We play local music on mtradio.net. It's a 24-hour live stream of Montana music on mtradio.net.
Intel Scanner Archive.
And the Intel Scanner Archive is always available. So if you just log in to mtradio.net, you'll see a whole plethora of options to choose from.
A plethora?
If you want to listen to something live, if you'd like to single out a specific artist and listen to just them, or if you'd like to listen to one of our various shows, our variety shows, such as The Intel Scanner, or Mistress of Mayhem. That's pretty much what we got so far, I'm pretty sure. And
Isn't Britt doing a show? Has she started? Maybe I should name
you. None of that yet. Right on. So, yeah. And we're always looking for new artists to play your music on mtradio.net.
Preferably local.
If you're in Montana and you make music, you can give us a call. We'll put your songs on our radio station.
On the playlist, absolutely.
Right on the playlist. And then whoever wants to listen to you, you'll get a link to your site. Whatever you want. We'll play your music. Say when.
Oh, great. We got some Endeavor coming up.
Endeavor. Another local Montana badass band.
What is real? you can't believe your eyes are innocent. Welcome to the genocide. Struggle on the way beneath the tyranny. You're oblivious to talk society. Look deep in the eyes of you and me. Who's ashamed from the start of that?
Absolutely. On the Intel scanner.
Back on the Intel scanner? Talking about these worthless politicians, this...
corporate thugs. The worthless criminal politicians. Where does it end?
Thievery of the corporate kind.
Thieves! Assassins! Fire! Brimstone! It's all coming at you live tonight on the Intel scanner. Brimstone. I'm a big fan, actually.
Deep behind enemy lines.
I'm a big fan. You know, FEMA Region 8.
Does brimstone burn good? Does it burn really well?
Well, I guess that's what they have in hell is brimstone. I guess they got a lot of it just laying around.
That's what I was wondering.
Haven't been there. I don't know either. Burns. And I said it's bad. It's bad, okay? Brimstone is bad.
Go to hell
and you die. And there will be brimstone. But they say brimstone shall fall from the sky. There'll be fire and brimstone falling from the heavens. What does that mean? Will this happen? I'm still kind of waiting. I mean...
it's kind of overdue, isn't it?
It sort of is. We were supposed to get, like, fallout from Comet Ison's tail. Never got it. Never happened.
What was up with
There's
that?
Some other, you know, there was some other large... near-Earth objects that were supposed to make some sort of interference in our gravitational field or something, too.
See,
never happened, you know, what the hell.
That's why that book was so popular. It's like, it's the old Hollywood. You just want that Hollywood shit. Fire, brimstone,
right.
Apocalypse.
That old book, he says. Awesome. That was a popular book. It is
that
still.
One.
It's still that one. It is that one book.
It's
popular.
It's a good one.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff.
The old book.
That one book. That's why that book is so popular, though. He's right. It's a Hollywood, like before Hollywood. Wow, that's awesome. I mean, why do you think Bible movies or whatever that movies like that always do, let's call them apocalyptic movies.
Apocalyptic movies, yeah.
Those do very well.
Doomsday.
People love to see that stuff.
Like, oh, yeah.
The volcano erupts and kills everyone. Oh, my gosh, one man can save them all.
Tonight.
You know, oh, yeah. Wasn't Pierce Brosnan in that one?
Right. There's a few of them. Or the asteroid's going to hit us. One man can save them all.
The comet approaches.
Oh, that was a good one, too.
Yes. I know.
No, not Armageddon, but the other one. There was, like, a lower budget one. Remember that one? Like, and it came out right before Armageddon as like trying to steal like
something. Tommy Lee Jones in it and stuff.
I just remember it was really low, it was cool, but it was really low budget. And then Armageddon came out. It was like the real asteroid movie. Like, this is the way it'll happen.
Giant wave floods New York, kills millions. One man could stop it.
Bruce Willis.
Save them all. Lucky for you.
And his I was ice here machine. Financed by the NSA.
Right.
Oh, yeah, and it's Bruce Willis, the oil driller. Remember that? He's the drilling oil out there, doing it. Only he can go up there, up to the asteroid and drill a hole in it. Drop the bomb. So I'm not worried.
Tonight Bruce on Willis Ice is Wave Bruce Apocalypse.
Will save us. He will.
He saves us from a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, terrorists and
viruses. Saves
everyone.
Bruce right. Willis is a time traveler.
He went back in time.
Yeah. 12 Monkeys.
Right, that was awesome. And he figured it out, too. He done it.
Yeah.
And now when he saved us all. One man. Saved us all.
Did you waste all your time on drugs and pussy? That crazy voice talking to him?
No, not wasting my time.
And then finally he cracks.
Love Bruce Willis.
Yeah, that especially that movie. Well, that's... So anyway, I mean, point being, we're protected. Bruce Willis will take care of asteroids, viruses, time travel.
Whatever it be, whatever threat may arise, one man will be there. He will save the world again.
He will.
Whether it be giant earthquake expected in the New Madrid fault line.
Oh, it's shaking.
One man saves the day. Four small orphanages he loads onto his plane and saves them. God, I can't wait. And then... Who's going to be the leading lady in his next movie? That would be, I would like to see Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, Catherine Zeta-Jones, one of those.
I mean, I don't know, they're all getting old. Who's some young, new stuff?
The one from The Hunger Games.
Right, there you go, that's Jeez. The one. She could be the one.
Yowzer.
Right.
Haven't seen her.
No, that's
the good I haven't seen the new, the new movie either. Sure she looks great. I'll see why she wouldn't.
I'm sure she does. I haven't seen it either.
I saw she's like 22 and getting fucking $10 million a movie.
I saw that they made a spoof on that now called The Starving Games. Like, brought to you by the makers of Scary Movie and all that.
She looks all anorexically skinny like they would actually look. everybody can barely even fucking... Some grass stew.
So what about this pipeline? Are we for or against, Keystone XL?
Well, I'm against fracture drilling. That's really... The hydraulic fracture drilling's not good. That's like the worst way you can extract oil. And that's why they want to build this pipeline. So they can start doing more fracking and pump more oil.
Corn oil.
The underground.
What do you think about that? And then we're subsidizing corn to be used for fuel rather than food.
Yeah, I'd rather see corn grown for food, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, why have both?
Why don't we take all this money?
It raises the price for food when you use it for fuel.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
Creates a shortage. But the. So it's simple supply and demand or whatever. But here's the thing. Why don't we invest all this money into new technologies, such as making fuel from algae? There are breakthrough technologies. There's already been on making fuel from algae in a cheap and efficient manner, way easier than making the same biofuel from corn. It's the same type of biofuel. Just get it from algae instead of corn. Because we're not going to miss it if we make algae into fuel. We won't miss that algae as a food source. So I'd say investing money into technologies like that would be more efficient than trying to build a line and still keep running on this whole fossil fuel thing.
Oh, well, looks like we have a caller.
Ooh, we have a caller.
All right.
I love callers.
Hi, how you doing? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Well, hey, Captain.
How's it going?
How you doing, yo? Well, I heard you talking about Obama on the pipeline, and you know, just hearing the dogs and fueling up my sailboat here, and you know, Obama paid for all my corn gas, you know, and he paid for the solar cells of my sailboat.
So you are an Obama supporter?
It's all green.
All green. Well, Obama, he's a really nice guy.
Wow. How's it go? Looks like we've lost Captain Jim there. Captain Jim, thank you for calling in. We can't wait to hear from you again.
Absolutely. What a lucky guy. Awesome. Obama pays for all his fuel.
Everything.
Hey, well, that Obama, he takes care of you, I guess. He must work for Exxon.
Did he say that was a solar sailboat?
Yes.
Sailing the winds of change, yes.
And corn fueled. So I guess that's when it's not sunny out.
Right, corn fueled. Well, you know, biofuel. It could be a wave of the future if we were extracting it from a non-food source, like algae. We can grow algae in big fats and make it and turn it into biofuel. Same deal that they do with corn.
Yeah, and then it blooms naturally on top of our toxic lakes. We can just learn how to harness it off of that, just scrape it right off.
There's been a lot of
creates a fuel
research done
methane,
into it,
right? You get methane off the algae and stuff.
I think they turn it into some sort of a fuel, more like gas, like an alcohol type of fuel. Just like the corn, the methanol
from
corn. It's like an alcohol fuel, right, you know? Yeah. And that's the same thing they're making this algae into, is like a methanol. And so they can make diesel fuel, turn it into, you know, refine it more into...
Methanol,
you know,
yeah, methane.
Right, okay.
Methanol, alcohol.
Yeah. But it's more of an alcohol type of thing. But yeah, the methane's more of the gas that...
Right.
All your landfill, they always burn off the methane that builds up there. They could... use that as a source of methane also. You could also create little body suits for cattle and collect all their methane and extract it also.
Yeah.
If you really wanted to.
I know there's lots of ways progressive farmers that are like, working into some stuff.
Remember Mad Max 3? And they had the pigs after the nuclear apocalypse and they had Bartertown? Tina Turner, she was running the pig shit.
I haven't seen that in so long.
Yeah, that's what it ran on, was methane. Was they had all these pigs under the city. It was kind of like a takeoff on like a post-apocalyptic Rome. They had the slaves down there shoveling the pig shit down, powering the city. And they had lights and hot water. Fucking
nice.
But yeah, but that would be very, that would be effective.
I mean, there's lots of other sources of energy than the fossil fuels that are ruining our world. I say boycott all fossil fuels, but then you couldn't drive a car. Or you'd have to get an electric car, but that still is run on coal.
Or steam.
Which not is, to mention, you know, all basically, your plastics,
or nuclear.
Petroleum-based.
Yeah, all that stuff. I mean, but you can also get that same plastics and stuff from, say, hemp. You can make all the same, you can make plastic from hemp. Grow a bunch of hemp. It's good for the environment.
So should we say grow hemp? I don't know. Is that, you can grow hemp?
Well, it's illegal right now to grow hemp as a cash crop for a farmer. You're not allowed to grow hemp, even though there's so many uses of hemp, and we're one of the only countries in the world that doesn't use it. Instead of saying we can make fuel from hemp also, I mean, aside from algae, aside from corn for fuel, biofuel, you can make even more efficiently biofuel from hemp. I mean, our forefathers grew it and made rope out of it. But since then, technologies have been developed that can make oil-based products from it. Instead of getting the oil from fossil oil, we get it from hemp, and they make all kinds of... But that's part of the reasons it's been made illegal by because the oil companies lobbied against it.
Think about the economics. I mean, sure, it will get there.
It's renewable.
It will get there until it's economically... Once it's economically feasible. You know, if we continue to find pockets that spew oil out of the ground, I mean, no hemp field is going to come close to that.
Well, we can still offset that whole demand. And it's renewable.
It's kind of sad, but like... It's
renewable.
Coal's probably our best bet for right now.
For now.
Coal's dirty as hell. But it's better than shale oil. Shale oil's too hard to get to. But people are lining up for those paychecks for frack oil. On all ends, it's
a sick, sad state of affairs here in America today, ladies and gentlemen.
It is.
Sick, sad state of affairs. The greed and the wants and need of the moment is... Nuclear?
Boy, it could be.
I don't know. I think there's...
It is. It really is.
Not this 60s, 70s nuclear, but the modern nuclear, which we don't do in the United States.
They use nuclear engines to like for satellites. That's how they send them out to take pictures.
Submarines.
Jupiter.
We have way more efficient reactors now that can take the raw material down to like such a farther percentage of its usable material than the old reactors.
And therefore, leaving
and then
less waste.
Some of the modern reactors, the breeder reactors, they're basically physically impossible to melt down. You know, they're in a sort of gravity system that even if the thing fucking collapses, it just extinguishes itself.
Huh. It's too bad that Fukushima wasn't built out of one of those. Yeah, it's sad that the powers that be just have no regard for the future. What is that? They just seem to want to destroy everything.
Oh, they're looking to their future.
Well, if they ruin the planet, that ruins...
Status quo future, you know, it's more of the same. Energy continue, you know, the same big energy companies.
It doesn't make sense the way they are poisoning the planet.
It doesn't make sense. Pushing a lot of things past the point of no return to where only this is their form of population control because... You know, it's going to be not very habitable on this planet Earth. This beautiful Mother Earth is getting ruined. So how many people can it support in a state of ruin and decline? It's going from very sustainable for the human race to live on Mother Earth. There was ecosystems that have been in place here and are still would be if we hadn't have interrupted their self-sustainability with our intervention of greed. And taking from the planet without giving back. So it's just a matter of time before it just collapses here. So
this big spaceship we're all on, you know, gotta keep her clean, tidy.
Gotta keep the motors clean.
Keep the maintenance schedule going. You know, let's not let the thing fall apart now. It's the only one we got.
And it's disturbing because the politicians we do have don't do anything except allow more more fragmented. See, they've been fighting the fracture drilling in Europe. Our politicians here are just like, whatever. GMO food, whatever. Go for it. But there's pockets in Europe that are really, really stringent against GMO foods and fracture drilling. Huh? That's, at least there's some hope.
Where's yeah, the think hope about here? The geography differences, though. We have still way far much more open space here for the raping. In Europe, they're much more densely populated. And, you know, they are literally in everyone's backyard if they're drilling somewhere. Yeah. Not so in, you know, much of the U.S., you know, still.
We're, so spread out.
We are still very spread out. And there's, you know, we might think there's a lot of people, but we have a lot of open space.
Yeah, there is a lot of open space here.
Yeah, absolutely. There is.
But that's where they get away with everything here, too. Is
it's all
kind of
by
in those backwoods and spaces no one, not too many people are visiting. And you don't see it.
Poison it all.
Oh,
not
yeah.
In the middle of the city, that's for sure.
So say no to GMO. Say no to fracking. Say no to the oil pipeline. What's that one called?
If fracking is so safe, let's put a fracture site right in the middle of your city. Let's start working on that campaign. Frack your city. Frack your city. 014. Starting here on the Intel scanner. You heard it here first, folks.
Frack your city. Because if it's that safe, you should do it everywhere.
We should just be doing it.
That's right. And we'll have music. It'll be a whole band festival. Frack your city.
Frack your city.
The oil company will come right in with their equipment. Right in the middle, right in your convention center. Right in your fairgrounds is really the optimal place.
Right in the city fairgrounds.
Frack your city.
Frack your city.
Frack your
city.
We'll
set it up right there. And, you know, 10% of all oil proceeds will go back to the city.
Sure. Why not? Why wouldn't it? To build schools for the children.
Yes.
Into the school fund.
So, all you oil tycoons out there, you heard it here first. Get your name on the list. Frack your city. Coming right up to a city near you.
Frack your
Excellent.
City.
Well, that's really a really hopeful thing for the future, too, yeah. If it's so good, it should be done everywhere. But it's not. It's pumping poison into the ground.
It should be done on their land. It should be done on everybody's land. Honestly, that's just it, though. They're allowing it on their land. They don't care.
People are getting paid.
Big time.
Exactly.
But, you can't stop people's greed, apparently. You know, whatever. At whatever cost, they gotta get theirs.
At whatever cost.
But as we mentioned earlier, yeah, where do these property rights end? Because they hit these veins that extend laterally beyond their little property zone that they're working in. You know, so they just suck it all dry.
Where's the EPA on all this? They're backing the fracking? Are they backing? They're backing the fracking?
They're writing letters and stuff to other politicians and things, so...
Well, who's the head of the EPA now?
Who is that? I'm not sure.
It's someone that was some CEO of some big corporation at one time. I think so, too. Or a oil... I had an Exxon or some shit like that. You know what I mean?
It is a monkey.
It's some guy that was like the head of some big corporation.
It is a dancing monkey.
Uh-huh.
This should be fun.
Gina McCarthy.
Oh, please be. She's like 25 and blonde.
It's some ladies. So no, she's elderly. Probably mid.
Well, 50s appointed to 60. In 2009.
Appointed by.
This is assistant administrator. Well, is the administrator? She started as assistant administrator.
Gina
McCarthy.
There. She's like, I finally became the boss.
From Connecticut.
After 30 years.
Right, from Connecticut. But, and was the head of the EPA there. And then
she lives in the greater Boston area.
It doesn't really say if she was head of anything else. I wonder what her stance is on fracking.
She's like, frack a what?
Well, with her Bachelor of Arts in Social Anthropology.
She probably knows all about it.
She's probably never heard about it back in her little office in the back of somewhere.
Oh, my word. That's awesome, right? Yeah, she's with her bachelor's in social anthropology. What the hell? Who put her there? She's like nobody.
Yeah.
I wonder who's controlling her. She's like the big face of the sellout.
That's what it says. That's why she just sits on a back desk and they just bring her papers
she's
and stuff.
She's Billy Mays.
Obama, she does Obama press conferences, her
rubber like, stamp shit.
2009, yeah. You know, got her started there right in. She's one of his
laddies. Little cronies, huh? Obama crony, Gina McCarthy, head of the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, who, as I far as I know, is letting all this fracking go on, letting as the Environmental Protection Agency,
yeah,
the environment. Leaving it unprotected to fracking. What is with that? How is that even a thing? How are they not protecting the environment from these evil frackers?
These evil mother frackers.
Some mother frackers just don't give a frack. I mean, they give them fracks all day. But they, I mean, how is she and who's where? Who's she with right there? Who's that guy in her right in the suit? Who's the suit?
Is this her blended
family? She has 1,000 likes on Facebook. Here
now she has
we
a,
go.
She has 1,029 now.
Absolutely. Liked. We just liked her on Facebook. Absolutely. Gina McCarthy, I wish you all well, and I suggest strongly that you read a book.
Earthworks.
About chemicals in our drinking water.
Oh, she's over here. Oh, I was digging.
And one of the biggest aquifers in the world. What is this one around here?
The Ogallala Aquifer.
And they're allowing this thing to be poisoned and tainted.
Look that up. Look up the Ogallala Aquifer.
Yeah.
That's a big... It's one of the largest underground lakes known.
In the world, huh?
In the world. If not the largest.
And that's where pretty much we get our drinking water from around here.
That's how the Midwest of America has grown so much and such good quality, whatever it's grown in the Midwest. Corn had good...
Ogallala aquifer.
There you go. It's massive. Yeah, and that's getting poisoned.
It's a shallow water table aquifer.
Beneath the Great Plains, extending from basically the bottom of South Dakota all the way into Texas.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite a span.
All interconnected, yeah.
Touching on 8 states.
About 27% of irrigated land in the U.S. overlies the aquifer.
Frack it up.
Frack it up.
Frack it up.
They're already spraying pesticides all over everything that sinks down into that, too, so who cares?
Fuck it.
What? What's the difference? They finally banned fluoride as a pesticide because it bioaccumulates and...
Luckily, we don't use fluoride in Billings water. So, apparently... Aquifer is depleting at an accelerating rate. Certain zones are now empty and will take over 100,000 years to replenish naturally through rainfall.
Oh, nifty.
There we go.
So that's fun.
It supplies drinking water to 82% of the people within the High Plains study area.
Wow. That's us.
Possibly. Isn't it? We're not on that map, actually.
No, we're not.
We're fresh from the Yellowstone is where we get most of our glacier water.
It's not bad. It's not bad water around here, really. I don't drink the tap water, but... I mean, I filter the tap water, technically. Because they're still putting some weird shit in there.
Well, it's still downstream from 2 oil refineries.
Filters the tap water, right. Yeah. But when I go in the mountains, I don't filter that water.
No, I've drank right out of streams.
Yeah, well, that's awesome.
Yeah. right out of the stream. That's good shit. You can't do that in Michigan, the Great Lakes. Don't drink the water. It's like in Michigan, it's like Mexico or shit. Don't drink the water. It's got stuff in it. You go swimming one day, and the next day you develop a giant boil on your neck. Yeah. A big sty in your eye that's just like, oh, what the hell? You know, you're sick for 2 weeks. That's what happens. Yeah. And every once a month,
they doesn't have the salt to kill that shit.
They issue a don't drink the water alert for E. coli.
Red tide and stuff.
No, not like that. But I mean, if like if the sewers overflow,
oh yeah,
into the water, they're like, well, don't drink it. Don't, you gotta boil the water before you drink it. They'll issue alerts on TV and everything.
Well, it's like New York or these cities with the old sewer systems.
Yeah,
that when they have heavy rainfall, I mean, mm-hmm. if the old sewers, they didn't have separate sewer treatment. Everything went into the river, so. Now, you know, they have treatment plants hooked up to it, but they still handle the entire rainfall and everything, so they get overloaded, and then they just have to flush it all through. Modern, you know, cities after the 40s, 30s or 40s, they all have modern sewers where you have separate sewers and rainwater, you know, your gutters.
Right.
That's why you don't flush waste down the gutters, because that shit runs out to the rivers. But then just your sewers are... But see, like New York City is not like that. Everything goes through their processing facility. So when they have heavy rains, they just have to... just gets overflowed and they just has to dump.
Yeah. Same with Michigan, too. Mostly everywhere. Yeah. Not so modern there.
Yeah, any old city, definitely, yeah.
They just treat it and bleach it, huh? Just send a bunch of chemicals and bleach.
It's nasty. I'd rather drink the rainwater. Send that through the treatment thing. Anyways,
don't
there's
drink the
better
rain.
Ways
don't drink
to
the
do
rain
that.
From LA, though.
No, the smog, it kind of.
Actually, it's not so bad anymore. Not Beijing. Don't drink the rain in Beijing.
Don't drink the rain in Fukushima in Japan either, I guess. Damn. So I guess radiation.
The dam is what they needed.
Mm. Damn is what they needed, but they didn't.
No, they got
damned. So then now they're damned. Perhaps radiation levels are up on the coast, on the west coast. Apparently, like 75%
millisieverts.
Yeah. So I mean, in different spots are more irradiated than others, but Fukushima's still melting down. Apparently 98% of the seafloor is covered with dead animals.
Mm.
Sea animals that are dying off in the Pacific.
Pacific Ocean?
Yeah. Whereas previously to Fukushima, there was 2 to 3% of the ocean floor covered with dead.
What does that mean, the ocean floor? Like, when what? Over by Japan? Not the whole ocean.
Well, it's be hard to
98% see. Covered or more?
With dead sea
more,
life.
98% more?
More.
Well, won't that just turn into fuel, or...
I don't know, it just turns into rock.
I mean, the seafloor is...
huge.
Everything. Yeah. That's where we're going to be mining for, you know, all our next precious minerals and shit will be the seafloor for phosphorus and for all that stuff.
Rare earth minerals. Gold.
Eventually, this planet will be all stripped down.
Just completely stripped.
Dust.
Everything.
Nothing but dust.
Nothing but dust. On the Intel scanner. It's
9:59.
9:59.
And the sandworms and the spice.
Oh yes, I like the spice. I like the spice, huh? It's a one of spice.
Like the spice.
Meet the ball. I like the spice. Yeah. Mordib. We'll call you Mordib.
The spice.
The spice.
Atreides. Paul Atreides. Mordib.
while the Harkonnen guy floats around yelling and shit.
He's all fighting Jean-Luc Picard.
Right.
Jean-Luc Picard's in that a bunch of different...
The slow blade penetrates the shield.
Penetrates the shield.
I remember the books. I've seen the books.
I read the books and watched the movies. Good stuff. Good stuff. If you've never read Dune... check it out. It's badass. You read the book, too. Somebody, please read a book.
Frank Herbert's original Dune. The trilogy, the first three are really, really awesome.
Awesome.
Not the new first three prequels now. You get into those later, but yeah.
It's better to read that first one first. Yeah, the first.
Old Frank's not around anymore, but his son keeps writing
for him. Crazy. He just
keeps the Dune alive.
Remember when I was young. One or two of them. I know I didn't read.
I remember when I was young.
Well, I mean, when I was...
Fucking the old day. Stop.
Oh, don't be like that. It's an older fucking book.
Two hips since then. I had to walk to school uphill. Through the snow.
Carrying that book.
Dragging a sled full of books. For the orphans that attended the school with me.
And I beat them with the fucking books because I was tired of carrying them.
They didn't make it through the winter that year.
I almost died.
Yeah, the good old days. The good old days. When I rode a bike without a helmet. Now you watch all these kids riding around in stupid helmets. I would never be caught dead in one of those stupid things. And kids wear them now.
Yeah, but people are driving crazy.
But it gives you a false sense of safety, too. You have more safety devices. I find seatbelts restrictive. I'm turning around to see if anyone's around me.
They are restrictive.
Not so much with the seatbelt. And
I've been in several car wrecks.
I'll admit it. Around town, I do not wear a seatbelt unless I'm on a highway. Like, it's... I am a better driver because I am not forced back into one position. You know, it's like blinders on, looking forward. That's what happens with your seatbelts on.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine when you're going 80 miles an hour down the interstate. But
around town, you need to be able to look about.
I need to be up in my seat, looking around and aware of my surroundings.
All these idiot drivers.
I would have to agree. The whole seatbelt thing is a huge pet peeve of mine. I wear it because you can get pulled over for not wearing it. So I wear it.
I still don't... I thought it couldn't be a primary effect.
Oh, yeah, you can get pulled over.
I don't know, but...
Did they change that?
It's ridiculous. It's insane to say that I have to be strapped into a seat while I drive.
I tell you what, though, the
government can
the many suck times, my the many times I've been stopped, I've dump. Never been wearing a seatbelt, and they've never once has that been
really not even a ticket.
Issue, no.
Did you ever get not away without any a ticket when you?
I've got a warning, and the seatbelt was never brought up.
Huh. Neato.
Well, who knows? I could have Montana. I could have taken it off as soon as I saw his lights.
Or, Montana's you know. Cool shit. Better about shit though, still than anywhere else I've ever been.
Yeah, we are. You know, anyone who thinks about moving somewhere else, like California, would just be backwards.
From here.
Should we... You want to do that one for the next show?
Sure. Then.
Let's give it...
Next.
Coming up next week on the Intel Scanner.
Scanner.
MK Ultra... Government mind control, electronic mind control, torture mind control. What,
The technology that you have not seen.
Yes. There's a whole lot to this. So I think it'd be interesting.
Tune in and
put it together.
Turn on your mind and clear your schedule because we're going to be controlling it, you know, for about a week or so. We might take over your mind. We got the MK Ultra Power right here on the Intel Scanner.
Scanner. Yes. You'll learn about technologies developed in Nazi Germany. and in the earliest stages of the American CIA. Also, the KGB had developed mind control technology.
Drugs, narcotics?
Through drugs, narcotics, frequency machines and devices. Pretty much equal all the way around. In all China, Russia, Germany, Nazi Germany, and America, Britain, you know, the England, all of them, Britannia, the Queen. They developed all that stuff all around the same time. There was a huge technology war going on just for that, the mind control technology.
This one should be pretty interesting. I don't know, we might have to run a little late next week, or...
We're running late now.
Two-parter, no. Put together something really fucking awesome.
Right on. Oh, yeah. MK Ultra. This has been another episode of The Intel Scanner.
We would like to thank Puppet Master Publishing tonight here in the Puppet Master Studios. Check out their new book, Last Days of the Proletariat, puppetmasterpublishing.com, and on Facebook, Total Rec and totalrecreations.com. Sound, media transfers, old media, new media, live sound recording, totalrec.com, Atlantic Technologies, websites, security, computer repair, networking, all your needs covered in one shop, Atlantic Technologies. And this is mtradio.net, community internet broadcasting for local Montana artists, part of the Montana Artist Directory. And you've been listening to The Intel Scanner.
The Intel Scanner.
Excellent. It's been been another great Tuesday night.
It's been our pleasure. Thanks for letting us come inside your radio.